Arts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Another night of severe weather in the central U.S. A suspected tornado tore a hole in a shopping mall in Texas a day after at least five people were killed in Greenfield, Iowa, 35 hurt, when a twister with 136-mile-an-hour winds tore through, sending debris 6 feet into the air, dumping it as far as 100 miles away. CBS's Roxana Sabiri is there.
The storms are part of an unrelentless season of severe weather. More than 850 tornadoes have been reported across the U.S. already this year, far above average. In Greenfield, sisters Keely and Kaya Pickrell told us they're still in shock.
You must have a lot of memories here.
Yeah.
Do you want to build new ones?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. I hope so.
A strong gust of wind is blamed for a deadly stage collapse in northern Mexico. At least 9 people were killed, 63 injured, during a presidential campaign rally. The BBC's David Willis.
Video posted to social media shows the party's presidential candidate, Jorge Alvarez Maynez, waving to his supporters and then running for safety as part of the structure toppled over.
At least one child is among the dead. Tomorrow marks 2 years since 19 fourth graders and 2 teachers were killed by a teenaged gunman at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Kimberly Rubio's daughter, Lexi, was among the victims.
The first year, you're in shock and numb. Year two comes around. It's been a really long time since we've seen her, held her, hurt her.
Yesterday, families filed a $500 million federal lawsuit against almost 100 state police officers who were part of a botched response. Families have also agreed to a $2 million settlement with the city. It's been 229 days since more than 100 men, women, and children have been held hostage by Hamas. And Israel's war cabinet has just instructed negotiators to resume talks on a deal to release them. Newly released video shows their abduction and women bound, some bloodied, before they're forced into a vehicle at gunpoint. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill vote today on border legislation. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Senate Democrats know they're going to lose this vote, but they very much want to have it less than 6 months until the election. A similar bill failed in February after former President Trump announced his opposition. It calls for increased border security measures, technology, more border agents. But Republicans say it doesn't go far enough.
Lawsuit over a Beyonce song. Former group from New Orleans is suing Beyonce, Jay-Z, and rapper Big Freedia for copyright infringement, claiming they stole the phrase "release a wiggle." This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Flight for Life was called for a Racine County motorcycle crash last night. At around 11, first responders in Union Grove were called to the Highway 20 Spring Street roundabout for the report of a single motorcycle accident. 2 people were injured with serious injuries. The road was shut down for some time for cleanup. We're working on learning more about the condition of those involved. Charging up your devices might not be free of caution. In recognition of Electrical Safety Month, the Racine Fire Department says a focus of theirs this year is raising awareness about lithium-ion battery safety. The department says it's a critical issue as the batteries power many of our daily devices like smartphones and laptops. When damaged, lithium-ion batteries can pose fire and explosion risks. Experts say it's crucial to avoid overcharging and to charge on soft surfaces that could overheat the devices. The historic Kenosha Beach House on Simmons Island is poised for a revival. Yesterday marked the soft opening of the iconic 1934 Tudor Revival structure, which had undergone a renovation in 2019. The plan is to be fully operational for the Memorial Day weekend. Once open, people will have the opportunity to buy food and grab-and-go items. There will also be a beer garden with a front-row seat to Lake Michigan. The Kenosha Beach House will feature on-site rentals, exercise classes on the beach, and operations by Lakeshore Pedal Tours. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Giannis named to the All-NBA team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the sixth straight time, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been named to the All-NBA first team. He became the first player this year in NBA history to average 30 points a game while shooting 60% from the field. Baseball last night in Miami, the Brewers losing 1-0 to the Marlins. The crew headed to Boston today to open a series against the Red Sox tomorrow night. NFL Packers' first week of OTA practices wrapping up. Two players now recovering from surgery after suffering torn pectoral muscles while lifting in the team's weight facility, including tight end Tucker Kraft and starting right tackle Zach Tom. Their first-round draft pick rookie Josh Morgan has been lining up at right tackle in place of Zach Tom. I asked Matt LaFleur about Tom's status.
Yeah, that was a pec injury and, you know, just an unfortunate coincidence. But again, no long-term concern. He will be a guy that we anticipate back for camp.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 71. On Saturday, sunshine, high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Do you have a will? No, you don't have a will. You ain't got nothing to leave yet. Now, you know why you need a will? Because it costs way too much money to bury somebody now. You don't want your... I don't want my wife and kids to spend a lot of money on me, get me in the ground. You know the average cost? Anybody know? $8,000 to $10,000 just to get somebody in the ground now. What a scam. Remember the old days? Grandma died. You bought her in the backyard. You buried her. Track housing ruined that. You can't sell your house to a family with a pet. 2 weeks later, what you got there, boy? Is that an artificial hip? Costs too much money. And you know what? These funeral directors, they're the worst. They will rip you off big time because, you know, you've lost your loved one. You're distraught. You go there, and that guy, he knows it. He takes advantage. You know, you're sitting there going, whatever it takes. Well, you're going to want extra padding in the casket. He's going to be down there a long time. Yo. You're right. You know. My father died years back, and I watched this guy sell my mother a $700 pillow. Yeah, you know, I didn't want to argue with her. She just lost her soulmate, but I kept thinking, geez, Mom, let's just take the one off the bed. It was his favorite. At the very least, let's go to Bed Bath & Beyond. That's why they call it that.
Kind of. Beach Boys, wouldn't it be nice? 609, well, I was about to say 609, 610, how about that? 610 at WRJN Radio. Local news and timeless hits are back right here. I'm Don Rosen, and a pleasant good morning to you. It's going to be a gorgeous day today. Plenty of sun, highs near 74. A clear sky tonight, lows around 56. Then showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow with a high near 70. Sunny again Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday with a high near 65. We'll check the Memorial Day forecast coming up in a moment. Right now, it's sunny, 56 degrees at Radio Park. Now, if you're going on a trip this summer, a poll found 61% of us will stay in a hotel. Someone asked people to name things you do in a hotel room that you wouldn't do at home. Clean up your mind. Here we go. Wear a robe and slippers. Seems like a wasted opportunity if you don't use their robe and slippers, huh? Watch cable TV. So many of us stream now, we don't have cable. Blast the air conditioner until it's 58 degrees. Eat a full dinner in bed. Fill an entire bucket with ice when you only need 4 ice cubes. Read the Bible. Most of the hotels still have them in the nightstand. Use a towel as a bath mat. I think I do that now. Sometimes. Take really long showers. A lot of people say they like to do that for some reason. Look at the smoke detector and wonder if there's a hidden camera in there. Did you ever do that? And wash down $16 cashews with a $12 beer out of a mini fridge. You ever check those prices? And now the mini fridge, if you lift something up in front of them, I know in Vegas when I was there, they have like a, I forget what you call that, but if you lift something up off it, it detects you took it, even if you put it back down again. It's got like a pressure pad in there. That's a pressure pad. So if you lift anything up, it says, whoop, $12. Even if you put it back, you got to call the person down at the front desk. They come up. They send a forensic team up there to see if you actually did open up that can of peanuts. And then in about 3 months, you'll get your money back. But yeah. Staying in a hotel is a real experience, huh? 612 WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Pass it on. Tell a friend.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Yeah, from A Hard Day's Night, the Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love. 618 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Pass it on. Tell a friend. What do you hear about this? A lot of people aren't happy about it. New feature coming to Windows. It records everything you do on your computer, then feeds it to AI. They're calling it Recall. A lot of people have concerns. Microsoft insists it's the future. So if you got anything to hide, don't put it on your computer. That's kind of scary, huh? All right. Here's an example of getting a lemon and making lemonade out of it. Pro athletes can now write off any fines they get from their leagues as tax deductions. And odd but true this morning, the USDA regulates the fruit breakdown in a fruit cocktail. Oh, yeah. Must be 30 to 50% diced peaches, 25 to 45% diced pears, 6 to 16% diced pineapple, 6 to 20% whole grapes, and 2 to 6% cherry halves. So if you open up a can of fruit cocktail, what are you supposed to check it out, spread it on the counter, and do all the math on it? How do they know all this stuff? All right. I guess people are pretty busy these days. Hey, WRGN continues the holiday weekend savings extravaganza with our Big Deals Grand Reopening. Save over 40% at local restaurants, retailers, and specialty stores. No coupon code necessary. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and receive over 40% total savings at checkout through WRJN Big Deals. And these are the specials we're talking about today. Tony Chen's 32 different lunch specials at $8.50 each. Marcy's on Main. AYCE boneless or bone-in wings, $14. Lee's Deli, 6-inch to 9-inch meatball and mozzarella French bread subs are on sale too. Boy, a lot of food on sale. And I'm starving. I didn't eat breakfast this morning. Check it out, WRJN.com. Pull down the tab. It's WRJN's Big Deals.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
6:23. Good morning. Coming up, I've got Jake King from the Racine Library at 7:06 this morning. But right now, here's Paul Revere and the Raiders.
To the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and a bow and knife took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand on our days made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still a red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Where today we're expecting a beautiful sunny day with a high near 74. Tonight, a clear sky, lows around 56. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow with a high near 70. Saturday, sunny, highs near 70. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely again with a high near 65. And Monday, Memorial Day, partly sunny. There is a 50-50 chance of showers with a high near 66. Right now it's sunny, 57 degrees at Radio Park. It's a beautiful morning. Oh, yeah. Wild Thing from the Trog, 626.
You. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
I hear that song, I think about the movie they filmed at the old county stadium. Remember Major League with Charlie Sheen? And didn't they play that song every time he hit the mound in that movie? I'm pretty sure they did. So that's the memory I've got of that. Hey, it's 6:29 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Pass it on, tell a friend, and check out this story. Some people get a little crazy with the customizations when order delivery. But no one has ever done anything this extreme before. So some guy named Greg went viral. He placed a very strange order from McDonald's. This happened last Saturday through a delivery service. He ordered a triple cheeseburger, but had everything removed. So no ketchup, no mustard, no pickle, no onions, no cheese, no bun, no meat. He says he just wanted to see what would happen. And believe it or not, the order was still wrong. When Greg opened the bag, which was sealed for freshness, there was just an empty box in there, a box for a deluxe McCrispy. He said, I ordered the triple cheeseburger, not a McCrispy. Anyway, Greg paid $20 for his nothing burger. The triple cheeseburger, $5.39, even though everything was removed, including the bud. There was a $3 service fee, 42 cents in tax, but he's a good sport. He tipped the driver $11. 6:30, WRJN. Thanks for joining us. We've got news right now.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A teenager was sexually assaulted at a Kenosha library last week. A 33-year-old man has been charged after he exposed himself to a 16-year-old at the Southwest Library May 16th. Police say the teen told their parents about the incident, which led police to review the footage and find a suspect using facial recognition software. The suspect is reportedly known to law enforcement and faces charges of exposing himself to a child and lewd and lascivious behavior. Work starts next week on another Racine County roundabout. The DOT begins work Wednesday on a new intersection at Highway 20 in County J in the city of Burlington. In addition to the roundabout, the project will include updated signage and pavement markings. Road closures and detours will impact the area through the summer. There will be a total shutdown of that intersection at some point. Detours will be posted. A local veterans group is looking for some Memorial Day weekend help. AmVets Post 262 is seeking volunteers to help place flags at Holy Cross Cemetery in honor of veterans this Memorial Day. The flag placement event will take place Saturday at 10 at the cemetery on Holy Cross Road off Douglas. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has received their first confirmed case of cicadas in the state. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. And although many of you may think of cicadas as a noisy insect, in reality, they could devastate production agriculture. Details coming up.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No.
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
17 years ago, when Wisconsin witnessed another cicada brood hatch, Steve Lewis was around. He's the owner and operator of Oakwood Fruit Farms in Richland Center, and he said these insects, aside from being extremely noisy, are extremely devastating to his apple trees.
We are kind of right in the epicenter of what that could be, a potential really, really damaging year with those. 17 years ago when they hatched, we had a lot of damage. They're a kind of a difficult insect to control. What they do is they'll crawl up the trees and they'll sting the branches and lay their eggs in there. And then as those eggs mature, then it'll kill the branch. And in these smaller type trees we have, they could do a tremendous amount of damage to those trees.
Steve Lewis, owner and operator of Oakwood Fruit Farms in Richland Center, he said any measures he tries to take to control or mitigate the cicadas have an offsetting effect in the orchard, disturbing the pollinators he worked so hard to try to attract. Wisconsin is the only area known where the brood 13 cicadas will emerge.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levisol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
And if you like the way some of your fields are shaping up this year, you might want to consider entering the 40th annual World Forage Analysis Super Bowl. That event's held during World Dairy Expo with cash prizes over $26,000 strong. The deadline to submit corn silage samples this year, July 10th. All other entries due by August 22nd. Entry details available at worlddairyexpo.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Happy 8 Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 71. On Saturday, sunshine, high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Here's how you know when a story has no point. Because they all end with the exact same sentence. And that sentence is, so I was just like, put it in the context for you. So I went down there. I'm like, can I get my petty cash? She's like, you got to have Dave sign that. I'm like, Dave's at a sales conference till Thursday. She's like, sorry. And I'm just like, that's how you know that chunk of your life is gone forever. You'll never get those minutes back. I won't stand for it. Here's what I do. You can steal this if you like. If somebody's ever telling you a story and you want them to stop, just make your makeout face. I swear to God this works. As he's talking, just get right up close to him. Stare at his mouth. Tilt your head slightly and lean in. And if you really want to get bold, close your eyes and part your lips. That dude will never talk to again. That is my promise.
Hits on WRJM. Pass it on. Tell a friend. Now, next week, a lot of people, not me, but a lot of people have a four-day work week. Get used to it while you can because it might be going away. A survey of 800 business leaders, 9% say their company plans to institute a six-day work week for employees in 2025 to increase revenue, productivity, and hate in the office. I can't believe anybody would be on board with that, but it's 6:39 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Here's the Big O, here's Roy Orbison, Only the Lonely.
Only the Lonely.
Latest on Graceland. Is it being auctioned off or not? We'll find out.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. His mama cries.
Local news, timeless hits are back at WRJN with Elvis in the Ghetto. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here at 6:44 on your Thursday morning, heading into a Memorial Day weekend. I can't wait. It's the start of summer. I love it. Okay, let's get to this craziness now about Graceland. I think everybody was shocked the other day when they announced everything's going to be auctioned off. I mean, the whole place. You know, nobody saw that coming out of left field. Well, Riley Keough, who's the granddaughter of Elvis, that's Lisa Marie Presley's daughter, she was left Graceland when Lisa Marie Presley passed away. So it's hers. Now, allegedly, what happened was Lisa Marie took out a $3.5 million loan or something like that and put up Graceland for collateral and never repaid the loan. So they're calling it a shady company, said they're foreclosing and taking over Graceland. Well, Riley Keough got some good news in her legal battle to stop that foreclosure sale of Graceland. A Tennessee judge granted a temporary injunction on Wednesday against the auction that's been scheduled for today. This puts the sale of the estate on ice until a hearing can take place to determine the rightful owner. Now, they claim they have Lisa Marie Presley's signature on that collateral paper, But the person who notarized it says, that's not my signature. I never notarized it. I never met the woman. And I never saw sign anything. So this whole thing's in shady territory. Could you imagine if this company's trying to pull a fast one and take over Graceland? I mean, it's not like it's on the back burner where nobody would notice it. I mean, you're going to notice somebody taking over Graceland. Well, I'm glad that Riley Keough got that injunction until they can straighten this whole thing out.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Rev up your excitement as Gateway Classic Car celebrates its 25th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to noon. Swing by the brand new showroom on 4 Mile Road for a jaw-dropping showcase of classic, collector, and exotic cars and trucks. Get here early for donuts, coffee, and free 25th anniversary t-shirts for the first 100 guests. This Saturday, a new era begins at the new showroom off I-94 at exit 329 in Caledonia as we celebrate 25 years of Gateway Classic Cars. See you there.
It's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
Now through Friday, save an additional 15% at WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals tab.
This Memorial Day, pause to remember the brave souls who gave everything for our freedom. Their courage and selflessness will forever be etched in our hearts and in the fabric of our nation. Their legacy of bravery and dedication will continue to inspire us for generations to come. For those who gave their all for us, we are forever grateful. Brought to you by the Legacy Museum and the Veterans Center of Racine. For more ways to honor our fallen heroes, visit racineveterans.org.
It's going to be sunny today with a high near 74. Clear tonight, lows 56. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, highs near 70. Sunny on Saturday, most showers on Sunday. And Memorial Day, partly sunny with a chance of showers. Right now, it's sunny at 57 at Radio Park.
I went down.
I love that movie. You ever seen Who'll Stop the Rain with Nick Nolte? What a great movie. Oh, yeah. Brought back memories. 651 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Pass it on. Tell a friend. Along came Mary. Here come the association.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time and climbing for some crystals falsely. And then along comes Mary. And thus she will give me kicks and he wants any chick and give me pickled memories. Oh, baby, run the gallows tales from all the fields and tribulations. Punch. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks whose sickness is the games they play. And when the masquerade is played, the neighbor folks make jokes and who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to set him free and let him see reality from where she got a name? The punch.
This can't be right. Someone conducted a poll asking men if they'd take a penny they saw in a urinal. Most said no, naturally, but 13% said they would. But they didn't say if they'd wash their hands afterwards.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a help.
And the world will be a better place. And the-
657 at WRGN, local news, timeless hits. Jay King is here. We're going to be talking library. Tell you about all the programs going on at the Racine Public Library coming up in just a few moments.
Please lock me away and don't allow.
Confused with Chad and Jeremy.